Hey, it's TJ, and when the famous company Cozy Earth begged me to endorse one of their products, I said, okay, I'll do it. And I absolutely love my Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's so soft, it's so heavy, it's fantastic. Now, you can get my big discount on all their products, but if you want to get a Bubble Cuddle Blanket of your own and save 41%, go to tjriggins.com/deals. tjriggins.com/deals with the promo code TJ. Don't miss out on this huge savings.
The Radio Family Charity was started to get immediate assistance to the TJ and Riggins Radio Family in times of need. Whether that was bringing Christmas to the town of Old Fort, North Carolina, or to the Appalachian Mountain area after Hurricane Helene, the Radio Family Charity is here to help. The Radio Family Charity would not be possible without great sponsors like FS Drinks Simple Boba. Go to tjriggins.com/deals for more information.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Lindsay, would you date a Maine your age? You know, if you're out in the dating world, let's say you and your husband split up. Like, say he finally figured out what you're all about. Mm-hmm. And yeah, ran like the wind blows.
Yeah, that's fair.
And you're dating and you come across a guy, hot guy, you like him. But he's all into Legos. Is that going to affect you at all?
Yeah. Because we're not going to have much in common, I think.
Really?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Because a lot of millennials are into Legos. And you're on that upper end of the millennial thing.
Yeah. But. And I never was. And I know that's not shocking. But My son just brought up to me a Lego set.
Yeah.
It was like this big, probably for 5-year-olds, and I couldn't figure out how to do it. So
yeah, but I mean, it was always for little boys, and that was back when there were certain little boy toys that were made that little boys did, and then the little girls. So when they started mixing them all up, that's when it crazy. So now women are, millennial women, Gen Z women are doing Legos and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But there was some kind of a Lego heist that I was reading about this morning.
Lego heist.
Yeah,
they could be expensive.
Let's see, they sold $10,000 worth of Legos in a U-Haul at a place called Sasquatch Bricks in Washington State.
Mm.
So $10,000 worth of Legos, and that's probably not a whole lot.
I had to buy a Star Wars Lego set for my nephew, and it was $80 for a stupid little Darth Vader hat.
Right.
Or whatever.
Craziness.
Darth Vader's hat. I like that little hat he wears.
Yeah, it's kind of cute.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like, I'm serious. I'm scary.
I'm scary.
Check out my hat.
But that, yeah, it's probably not that much. I mean, if you think everything's about $100, let's say.
I know there was it was a Star Wars Lego set that was $500 a couple of years ago.
It was some ship, but it was on Amazon. It was $850.
Mm-hmm.
And people think I'm judgy by saying I wouldn't date someone. Here's the real reason: it's not the fact of them doing the Legos. It's what I see from like my nephew or whatever. They're laid out as decor.
Yeah.
You know, after they get them done, so it's not necessarily the act of doing it. Like, I need you to tear it down when you're done.
It wouldn't be a problem for you to. You know, he said, hey, let's just kind of stay in tonight. You can watch movies or whatever. And then I got a new Lego I'm going to put together.
I mean, yeah, I don't love it. But if, you know, if I was in love with someone and they were, that was their passion, but I don't need it through the house.
I'm saying you're just starting to date them.
Oh, just date, yeah.
You wouldn't give them a chance to where you would fall in love with them. What if the guy said, now I really can't go anywhere tonight, babe. I got this new Lego I've been waiting for and I'm going to put it together.
Yeah, you're not putting Legos before me. Yeah, that's the damn truth.
Babe, I've been waiting on this Lego. I paid $800 for it.
Yeah, no. Imagine?
Got to do it tonight. It's like, my whole weekend.
I feel like I'm dating a child.
Yeah. Now, is that the same, though, as what's the difference in that and a guy who likes to put together puzzles, like 500, 1,000-piece puzzles?
The older I get, the more kind of more into puzzles I am, I think, because I help the kids with them. But putting up anything before me is going to be, if he's like, I got to stay home and do puzzles, like, no.
But I mean, would you think he's a child, though, if y'all are together and you're at his house and he's working on a puzzle? more so than if he's working on a Lego. Like, yeah, babe, that's my Lego that I've been working on. I told you about.
No, I'd
pick- he's got it on the table. You can't eat dinner on the table because he's got his Legos there. Or you can't eat dinner on the table because he's got a puzzle out there.
I'm better with the puzzle.
Because it's more considered more of an adult activity.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, more almost the other way where it's an old person thing.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Because the older I get, the more kind of into them I am, which I know. So I don't want
to
say it loud.
We're going to have to eat at the dining room table. I'm finger painting.
Yeah.
What? And, you know, my daughter is such an old soul. Mm-hmm. You know, she's young. She's 24, but she loves puzzles. She just bought a puzzle table thing that swivels and you can store it. Like Jody has one of those. I think Lainey just bought one off of somebody on Facebook Marketplace or something.
I can see that. I mean, it's relaxing. It's
Do you color? You do that adult coloring book things?
I've never done anything. I've never been into any of that. Yeah. Or the gym. Have you seen the one, the magnetic, you pick up the little gym and put it in? No, I would just get.
I would throw that across the room probably.
Yeah.
I don't have the patience for that kind of thing.
Yeah, same.
All right. So what about, have you seen the trend of the mirror nail? The mirror. You know how you used to do the party nail where one, the ring finger nail was a different color than the rest of them? Well, they have them now where it's a mirror looking, like you paint either black or white, and then there's a chrome color that goes over the top of that. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I've seen chrome. Yeah.
Jody's got that right now.
Yeah, the chrome. I had the chrome all over. I didn't just do one. Did she just do one?
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah, it's...
her trying to act young.
I like
between that and her putting together Legos, I don't know.
Check it out.
Well, she doesn't put like...
No, okay. She doesn't.
Yeah.
But she does a damn puzzle like crazy.
Yeah. That's okay.
Where does she do that? She pulls out that table that she bought?
It's got drawers in it, and it swivels. And then when you're finished for the day and you're not through with your puzzle, all the pieces go in the drawers where you've separated it. So you know that these...
our edges and corners.
Yeah, and all that. So they go in separate drawers inside that thing, and then it slides under the couch or go put it in the guest room or wherever.
That's cool.
I'm envious of people that are good at puzzles and like to do them because I am so impatient. I didn't know Jody was that patient, though. I mean, she is.
Yeah, she's a completely different... Adam always talks about the right brain, left brain thing. I don't remember which one I am. He'll always say, well, this is now my, and is he a right brain?
Left brain is artsy.
Yeah. So he'll say, this is part of my right brain thing. And then, you know, Jody's got the right brain thing going. And so, yeah. But Jody can be creative too. She's kind of artsy sometimes with crafts and things like that.
Well, that's where the puzzle comes in, I think, is the left brain.
But like, I'm creative in a different way, you know, like a more brilliant way.
there it is.
That not everybody is, you know, the type of creativity that only comes, you know, once in a lifetime in society and in humanity. That's the kind of creative I am.
Well, and your acting in like theater is left brain, for sure.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, that's why I didn't stick with it, all them left people.
That's
Well, that is also true.
Yeah.
Don't want any of that.
No.
Nope.
But yeah, I can't sit and put a puzzle together. I don't have the patience to do like Candy Crush.
Yeah. Same.
Any of those things.
But I want to.
Jody still, I mean, she, whatever the version of that is.
She's crushing candy still.
All the time. Yeah. So little friend Jenny does too, believe it or not. She doesn't even seem like the type, does she?
No. Mm-mm.
She'll sit and do that nonstop.
On her phone or on an iPad?
Phone.
On her phone.
Or she may do it on an iPad when she's at home or whatever, but
yeah,
just constantly.
I need to know if they have any problems. All this candy crushing and.
Well, I told you Jody got some sort of a wrist carpal tunnel thing from moving those puzzles pieces on an iPad, doing it so much, dragging them over and dropping them where they go. She had some kind of wrist issue. She had to stop doing it.
Yeah.
Such a dumb way to get an injury.
But it's yeah.
Doing a digital puzzle.
Mm-hmm. So she's doing the digital puzzle with one hand and sucking on a blow pop with the other one.
Yeah. Help me. I got like, carpal tunnel.
Carpal tunnel. Blow pop.
Yeah. This one's from puzzles. This one's from blow pops.
But they're on point.
Yeah. Jody, have you been doing puzzles again? No. Why? Why you say that?
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Hey, it's Tech D Rob, and I'm always looking for deals on food. And one of the things I don't get to talk about enough are sweets. Well, Molly B's cookies are about to take care of both of those things. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and click the Molly B's logo to get 10% off these huge cookies. Lots of great flavors to choose from. The Big Joe, the Pina Colada, and the Hot Mess, which has Flamin' Hot Cheetos in it. And those are just a few of the current selections. It's always a good time for cookies, especially with the holidays coming. Get the best deal on Molly B's cookies now at tjriggins.com/deals and just click on the Molly B's logo.
You want to talk about socks? Yes, I do. Tico Socks makes the very best socks you can buy. Tico Socks is one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Whatever your adventure may be, running, walking, hiking, skiing, Tico Socks has the perfect sock for you. Tico Socks is offering our radio family 15% off your order at tjriggins.com/deals. Use promo code TJ at checkout to save 15% on your Tico Socks order. tjriggins.com/deals.
Sconi spikeless golf shoes are the ultimate blend of style, comfort, and functionality. At tjriggins.com/deals, get the best deal you'll find anywhere, 15% off with code TJ. Sconi, perfect for on and off the course, redefining golf footwear with innovative design, exceptional performance, and all-day comfort. Remember, get 15% off at tjriggins.com/deals using code TJ.
All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park, a beautiful new modern hotel perfectly situated in the historic South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park, tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
There's a lot we're going to begin to do in Ace's memory to help Peyton's promise, and the first is the reintroduction of the Ace and TJ Show clothing line, starting with a new t-shirt. Ace would have wanted it that way. Head to the deals page at tjriggins.com and get yours now, as a dollar from every sale will go to Peyton's promise.